Duke Ellington used to say there are just two kinds of music, good and bad. But there's at least one more, music that is fun to sample. Cut-and-paste artist Elizabeth Esselink records under the name Solex. She owns a second-hand music shop near Amsterdam's Red Light District and is making new use of forgotten and unsold LPs. Solex's third CD is called Low Kick and Hard Bop. Reviewer Tom Moon says she manages to transform musical discards into an oddly appealing new kind of pop.
The beats come from the golden age of swing, or ballroom dancing. There are little noodling riffs from soul jazz, horn parts ripped out of chase scenes from B-movies. From these disjointed bits, Solex makes a fantastical kind of thrift store music. Solex says she can't afford to pay the clearance fees that labels charge for the legal use of samples. So she starts with long out-of-print recordings and snippets of dialogue from television.
I'll tell you a better story than little cascades or a snow ghost.
She has no formal musical training. Her singing is sometimes wildly off-key, but Solex knows a hook. She tells riveting little stories and revives the spirits that lurk on the old scrap heap recordings that would otherwise gather dust in her record shop.
The CD by Solex is called Low Kick and Hard Bop. Our reviewer, Tom Moon, is a writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
Audio engineers include Linda Mack, Jerry Tennant, Preston Brown, Josh Rogerson, Kurt Turner, Peter Alina here in Washington,
Manoli Wetherill and Neil Rauch in New York City, Lorna White and Robert Newhouse in Chicago, and Leo DeLagula and Marcia Caldwell in Los Angeles.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.